Welcome to the Best Damn Podcast Ever, a very special edition of the Best Damn Podcast Ever. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me is William Miller.
How you doing, Blake Buck?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, for those of you who don't know, which would be everybody, Blake Buck and William Miller are in the same place for this show.
Oh, God.
I just slapped Blake Buck's face.
This is going to be the most depraved, gayest podcast ever.
Yeah, we've only got one mic, so we're like an inch from each other's faces. So if you hear us start making out, just give us a few seconds.
Yeah, keep, as long as I last. I can't see what's going on. I can only hear this debauchery.
Speaking of which, that's Justin Ficarotta of Buzzer X fame.
Yep. That's right. William Miller, you didn't hear this last week. We can't say Project anymore.
Oh, no, I got the email from Bruce.
you got the memo.
I got the memo.
Yeah, so we can't say Project. We can't say, a lot of things, actually.
All right, and this is your game. This is never going to work. We're going to laugh through this whole show at each other. And this is your gaming news for November 27, 2006. All right, this week in the news, Taco Bell offers tacos for life for a PS3.
Oh,
New York Times is not impressed with the PlayStation 3. A worm closes Second Life. Amazon.com sells 1,000 Xbox 360s for $100. On-demand HDTV now available on Xbox Live Marketplace. Tech problems hit the Xbox Live video marketplace. PSP firmware updated. Tecmo rebuffs sex harassment lawsuit. Oh. I hate it when you get to the end and you don't read it like the end. And Tecmo rebuffs sex harassment lawsuit. All this and more on this week's Best Damn Podcast Ever.
Okay, Taco Bell offers tacos for life for a PS3.
Oh, damn.
So the fast food giant is willing to exchange one of Sony's in-demand consoles for $12,000 worth of tacos.
Holy shit.
Now, wait a minute. This article's not entirely right. I saw another number somewhere, $12,500 in tacos.
No, that's like Taco Bell bucks, right, Blake Buck?
Dude, I know all about those.
So anyway, the PS3 would be given away to charity. $12,500 in Taco Bell bucks, which the chain considers a lifetime supply. Not for Blake Buck, however.
1 week.
Blake Buck, have you done the math? What's your favorite Taco Bell?
That would be the grilled stuffed burrito. All right.
Dude, crunch wraps. Number two. Blam. That's like 6,250 of those. I want them.
So the way to win this is the first person to offer up their beloved PS3 for charity will win. Now, my question about this article is, what if, like, you know, 1,000 people offer up their PS3s? Do they take all of them?
No, they can only take one.
It says the first to respond and send off a PS3 will win, which basically means that someone's already done it.
Probably.
All right, so it's going to be donated to the Boys and Girls Club Center. Blake Buck.
Why you say Blake Buck and look at what does that mean? Yeah, Blake Buck likes charity. What?
Blake Buck likes boys and girls.
Oh.
Look at this from a different point of view. Okay, so you're the charity, and Taco Bell is giving you guys a PS3, and someone else is getting $12,000 worth of tacos. What the hell? If I'm in a charity, like if I'm an inner city, I don't want a PS3. I want $12,000 worth of tacos. Keep your damn game system. Give me my food. Give me my tacos. My crunch wrap with that weekend hot sauce. I want it.
Now look, Blake Buck likes the mild, all right? Spicy's too much for Blake Buck.
The fire?
The fire's no good.
Too much heat.
I like the witty little things it says on the hot sauce packages. Those are my favorite. All right, enough of this debauchery. All right, so the New York Times is not impressed with the PlayStation 2. Sony's new console just...
PlayStation 3, Blake Buck.
Look, Sony's new console just isn't that great, according to the New York Times. Online service, emphasis on power over entertainment has been cited as flaws. So hundreds of thousands of PlayStation 3s have been shipping out, blah, blah, blah. The paper Seth, who is that? It looks Jewish. Seth Jew opens his experience with the PlayStation 3 statements. He says, Howard Stringer, you have a problem. Your company's new video game system just isn't that great. So, Scheisel. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, Scheisel. I don't know.
Scheisel. All right. I guess that's better than Jew. Claims he to have spent more than 30 hours with the retail PS3 and has played more than a dozen games. After his marathon of gaming, he says that the PS3 is the world's most powerful game console, and it's surprisingly clunky to use and simply doesn't provide many basic functions that users have come to expect, especially online. So New York Times, big press, a certain lot bigger than, you know, GameStop or anybody. They're not liking the PlayStation 3.
Hmm. So, Newsweek technology editor says, Sony can't be happy with this review. Fortunately, there's nothing like a Tickle Me Elmo type shortage to keep potential customers salivating, regardless of what old gray lady has to say. I don't really know what that means, but it's not boding well for Sony.
Yeah, but you know what? They just got positive press, because now everyone's going out to buy a PS3 to trade it to Taco Bell for $12,000 for tacos.
Dude, I would so do that.
You don't see
them
doing that with Nintendo Wiis. It isn't happening.
So, just more negative press for the PlayStation 3 here. All right, Jess Vic, what else we got?
All right, so, a worm closed Second Life. A self-replicating, quote, gray goo shuts down the virtual world briefly on Sunday. Now, before I read this, just, I don't know what the hell is wrong with Second Life. It's like first we have like this alternative, this furry world with all this furry dance clubs, and now the whole thing has been shut down by a self-replicating gray goo.
You know what this is, Josephic? It's the first STD on Second Life.
Well, oh, there's gray goo coming out all over the place.
I was gonna say it's more like anime. Like the end of Akira, when everyone just turns into a giant blob.
Oh, yeah.
Either that, or it's like just the beginning of like tentacle rape all over Second Life.
Dude, I love the quote here that says, Linden Lab took the game offline briefly on Sunday as it, quote-unquote, isolated the gray goo and cleaned up the grid.
What is this, like we're in Tron.
You went for Matrix, I went for Tron. All right.
So the attack was launched by a malicious programmer and is not the first program to cause problems in the game. A copycat attack last week, which allowed users to copy any object in the game, has the potential to cause big problems for any number of the content-creating businesses that have operated there, including the likes of Dell, Adidas, Toyota, and whatever that last one.
Dude, that would suck. Like, if like, let's say you sold, like, I don't know, what's a popular item in Second Life? Penis. Right.
Yeah. Probably. So say fox dildos or something.
So let's say you got a big hot fox penis, right? And then somebody can just make two fox penises without buying it from you. Your whole business model is ruined.
It's like a fox dildo mass production sweatshop.
Remember the first time Blake Buck played Second Life?
Was it Macworld?
No. I played the first time I sat down and played that game. I played for like 10 minutes, and then my character got stuck in a wall of vaginas. And I said, "You know what?
That's right.
This would normally be fun, but it is not fun right now."
Well, I just remember. Okay, we're not really part of IMG like with this podcast anymore, so I have no problem saying this. We went to Macworld, and we're interviewing the Linden Lab guys, and the guy's demonstrating, and it's like we're watching him demonstrate this furry dance hall. Like we had this on video.
I remember they went to like the top of some mountain when they were doing that trailer, and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna ski down the mountain," and they put on like their ski shoes, and they didn't work. They were broke, and they're like, "Oh, well, I guess this is not gonna work." Yeah, kind of like the rest of the game.
Time to go back to the furry single scene.
All right, enough of this. Amazon to sell 1,000 $100 360s. I guess this has already happened on Black Thursday. Black Friday.
Dude, they sold out in like 7 seconds.
I'm not even going to read this. I'm just going to go off what Blake Buck told me when I asked him. So last week, online mega retailer Amazon.com held a holiday Amazon customer vote deal promotion, which lets visitors to the site choose a certain item to drastically discount on Thanksgiving Day. So they go and they vote, and the vote was for the Xbox 360, which sold for $100, only 1,000 of them, and it shut down.
Which is normally, how much is that normally? $300, right?
Yeah.
That's a big savings. That would have been a good chunk of the week if you got it.
Apparently, there was a mad rush to get these things, and it shut down Amazon.com.
Amazon was down for like 20 solid minutes, which for Amazon.com, that's like, I mean, that must have been a monstrous amount of traffic.
Yeah.
So if you got one of these systems, good deal. And if you didn't, too bad.
Yeah, I can't think of anything clever to say. I'm still thinking of fox penis and Grey Goo.
There's no fox penis in this story.
That little pause was all three of us trying to work in how to work in fox penises into a joke about Amazon.com.
All right, so on-demand HDTV now available on Xbox Live Marketplace. So, Justin Fick, we talked a little about this last week. They rolled it out on the 22nd, which was, I believe, last Tuesday. Yeah, or maybe Wednesday. So they announced their pricing structure for this. Before I can even find it. Okay, so there are two pricing structures set up for film rentals. New movies cost 320 points, which is... I'm ditching the points. I'm going with real dollar values. So new movie rentals cost $4 for the standard edition, and then the high definition is $6. And then older movies are $3 for the standard resolution, while the high definition 720p is $4.50 for older movies.
I can go to Walmart and buy it for the same price.
Pricing is a little bit more uniform for TV shows. Standard def television shows are $2. High definition episodes of shows are $3. So, not bad. You know, I knew they couldn't get too cheap, you know, just because of licensing deals and royalties they have to pay, so... It's not as cheap as I would have liked to seen, but it's certainly not bad either.
So by renting these games, how long do you get to keep it?
You get to keep them for 5 days.
But once you watch it, it deletes itself after 24 hours.
Oh, really?
So you can watch it, and you can watch it as much as you want in a day, but then it deletes itself, and then it deletes itself after 5 days.
So I kind of like this, actually. I'm looking through the mail, right? I've got a big pile of mail when I come back to my house. I'm looking through the mail, and I see this sort of nondescript letter from Blockbuster. Uh-oh. So I open this thing up, and it's like a loan shark.
Please, God, rent something from us again.
No. It's like a handwritten letter in blood saying, Karate Kid 2 is gone, and you stole it. And we're going to come back to you.
We know you've got it. We've seen you in your house with it. There's a picture inside of you in the house with Karate Kid 2.
So I like this. No loan sharks.
If you want to see Ralph Macchio alive again.
But sounds like they're having a little problems with the Xbox Live Video Marketplace. So just 2 days after they launch, a lot of people are complaining about, you know, apparently there's a lot of traffic. People sitting around on Thanksgiving doing nothing. We're like, videos, let's get them. So... We couldn't get an Xbox on Amazon. Let's go get some videos. So they had an extremely high number of downloads, according to, I don't know, some Microsoft representative.
Minutes worth of Amazon traffic.
And the site had, and Xbox had a bunch of technical problems. Their director, Larry Hubb, described the first hours of the downloading service as an unpleasant experience for members. Oh, that's such a great PR guy. It might have been a little unpleasant. So apparently downloads were slow. Some people got canceled downloads, but I'd expect they've got most of those ironed out by now. If you got screwed over and didn't get your download, they're refunding your money. You can just call 1-800-4-MY-XBOX and they'll get you your points back.
Yeah, I heard some horror stories. Like, not only were downloadings getting canceled, like, people would have to, like, when they re-download it, would charge them again. Coupled with the fact that I would never buy those in the first place, is, I don't know.
Look, any type of anything, when it comes out on the first day, hey, just give it a little time, all right? Especially with these new, like, digital distribution models. I'm sure iTunes was not all rosy on the first day either.
So, I'm still waiting for, porno for Bang Brothers on Xbox Live Marketplace.
I don't know what the Bang Brothers are, but I like that image.
All right, so speaking of things that are screwed, the PSP firmware has been updated. Sony releases the 301 patch to Security Hole in 3 just hours later. The latest PlayStation Portable firmware, originally meant to be released on November 11th to coincide with the Japanese launch of the PS3, was released earlier today. But just hours after version 3 was made available by Sony, the firmware is upgraded again to 301. basically, this means that the programmer who was making the 300 firmware update just forgot to add in some major security thing. It was like, oh, we have to fix this now. Well, so the update to the update patches a security hole which is rumored to have left open a way of bypassing the homebrew block on the handheld. So basically, if you were hoping to find any use for your PSP, that's just been squelched.
Pretty much. Well, you know what pisses me off? So, like, I remember I was home for Thanksgiving, and I'm like, oh, boy, I'm gonna update my PSP. And so I went through the whole process, had to download, then I had to, like, charge it before I could download, because I hadn't done it in, like, months, because my PSP's been collecting dirt for months. And so I finally got through the whole upgrade process, and I was finally done. And then, like, the next day, this huge version 3.0 update came out. And, you know, now I'm, like, way behind again.
Well, I forget why I busted this back out. Like, I think I was telling someone about, like, the emulators that I had with no ROMs, because those were illegal, on my PSP. and so I was like, well, dude, I was like, I wonder if there's any more fixes for homebrew. And no, it's still screwed.
They like, all got broke again. That's how they
like,
do
it. Like that is the only like homebrew and Luminous are the only reasons I have my PSP.
Dude, whatever. I went out on Black Friday and got Vice City Stories. Okay, that's all I need.
Dude, I've had enough of these sandbox Life of Crime games.
Dude, I love them. I love them. I will play every Grand Theft Auto spinoff until the end of time because I can't stop playing them.
Dude, I had someone actually tell me that Scarface was really awesome last night.
My drunk roommates say it's awesome, so I just assume it blows. Man, you can get a gun, right? You can, like, go around, you can shoot whoever you want. Get this, you can, like, shoot people on the street and, like, take their cars.
But it's like Tony Montana, he's the gangster and he lives and he, like, gets his empire. No.
All right.
So, no argument, just no.
So Itagaki's been at it again. Tecmo, rebuffs sexual harassment claims. Company says allegations against Itagaki, the famed creator of Dead or Alive franchise, will seek damages for defamation. He's fighting back.
Oh, no.
Dead or Alive fight franchise has been criticized by some as using sex to sell its game spinoffs.
Okay, wait. Sex is the game.
I don't know why they
There's
just don't
nothing
release,
else.
I don't know why they don't just release like Dead or Alive, like mini edition. I mean, would it not sell? Would it not sell?
Just give me the bouncing polygonal breast screensaver for my Xbox 360. Make it high def. Like they actually model nipples now. And that's it. That's all. Just make
the
it
future
like
future is
make
here. The next generation is now. Nipples in Dead or Alive.
HD areola go.
Dude, I love this guy. Like he's such the rock star game developer that I see myself as one day becoming. He wears like this beat up like leather jacket. I saw a picture of him like getting out of a car in the dead of night, and he has sunglasses on and like a martini glass in one hand or whatever. So
dude. You cannot defend yourself, Itagaki. Look at you. You're a media whore, and you're a playboy. How are you going to fight back?
So the woman suing him claims that he made a series of unwanted advances. She said that... Ooh. No, Blake Buck, not here. She said that on one occasion, the high-profile producer locked her in a conference room, and that other times groped her and forcibly kissed her.
But not at the same time. That would be ludicrous.
This is kind of bad news for our fame.
I don't know. You kind of missed this. We talked about this on last week's show, William Miller. Maybe if you had been there. So, it sounds like he's saying no, it didn't happen. She's saying it did. We'll see in the, I'm sure, you know, coming legal battle down the road. We'll keep you posted because we love it.
The final line of this article, Itagaki and Tecmo's, quote, reputation and goodwill have been damaged. Claims Tecmo, and because of this, Itagaki plans to launch a countersuit against the woman for damages. Like, dude, I want to rape someone and then sue them.
Yes. Okay. All right, now it's time for releases. All right, so this week in releases, we've got Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Double Agent on the Nintendo Wii. So this is coming out on the 28th. The Splinter Cell Stealth Action Series return for the fourth go-around, and the Splinter Cell Double Agent for the Wii. So this is a big 360 game. Not really sure how it's going to translate to the Wii, but we'll keep you posted on how it turns out.
If Call of Duty is any indication, it won't. But
all right, we'll we've also got this is my favorite title of the week: The Lord of the Rings, The Battle for Middle Earth 2, The Rise of the Witch King.
Is that a subtitle?
Yeah, that's like a subtitle.
This like, is what is this? What is this? This is a 17 word long title.
Dude, that's why Tank is going to be a success. So, like, Lord of the Rings, Battle for Middle-Earth.
This title is longer than most of the book reports I turned in elementary school.
Dude, this title is longer than most of the term papers I write now. All right, so in The Lord of the Rings, Battle for Middle-Earth 2, The Rise of the Witch King, you can delve into even more campaigns based on the original Lord of the Rings movies. So this was an RTS, I believe.
Yes.
And it was on 360 as well. I don't know if... I guess the 360s version's not coming out till down the road, but if you're a fan of the original, it's going to be fun, I guess. Finally, we have Final Fantasy. This is really the last of the good games. Everything else is, this week is terrible.
This is my second favorite title, by the way. Go ahead.
Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles Ring of Fates.
The only non-generic fantasy terms in this title are final and of.
So, Ring of Fates is the new game of the Crystal Chronicles series featuring four-player over Wi-Fi on the DS. Now, a lot of the sites have talked about this game, but there's not been a lot of details on it. Supposedly, it's coming out next week, but there haven't really been any screenshots. Not really a whole lot of anything. It is going to have a single player as well as support for four players simultaneously on the DS multiplayer network. So, again, it's a little sketchy, the details, but if it comes out this next week like it's supposed to, we'll let you know how it turns out.
Man, you gave me all the shitty games, Blake Buck. So following that up with Harley Davidson Motorcycles, Race to Rally for PS2, release date November 27th. That's tomorrow. This racing game puts you in the driver's seat of your favorite Harley Davidson motorcycle, period. Next we have Barnyard.
Dude,
for the Wii.
In this game, I hope there's like a purchasable upgrade, which is a bitch for the back of your bike. And if you go too fast, she falls off.
So in addition, we have Barnyard for the Wii, released on November 30th, based on Nickelodeon's animated film. Barnyard tells the story of farm animals, period. And we have Cats for the Nintendo DS. That's C-A-T-Z, not to be confused with the animated television series, Dr. Cats, released on November
30th. That was with 30th. A K.
That was Dr. with a K, yeah. So released on the 30th, Cats... There's no description for this, Blake Buck. You fail.
Look, we've been having a problem with GameStop descriptions. All right, we're gonna get it sorted out. I promise.
So I guess it's about cats, and the next one is horses. But Justin Fick gets to take that one.
Dude, I'm gonna run through these three. Okay, so there's cats with a Z. There's horses with a Z. Horses let you care for your very own horsey. This comes out for the DS on the 28th, and I'm gonna skip this one. And I'm going to go right to Hamsters Life. That's Hamsters with a Z. On
now,
the
is this
DS.
The same company? Like, because you got cats?
It has to be. It has
horses,
to be.
But then it's Hamsters Life. Like
Hamsters Life lets you raise several breeds of hamsters and build fully customizable homes for them to grow up in. That comes out on the 28th. Now, I don't even know what to say. Just, like, stop. Just, like, enough. I want to make a game, okay? I want to make a game. It's going to be called Cox. C-O-K-Z-S. And it's about raising game cocks. And you have to, like, upgrade your cock with different weapons and train your cock and play with your cock. And, like, you know, like Nintendogs has bark mode?
Yeah.
Where you close it and you put it to sleep. And if they come, like, in, like, two DSs come, in, like, in a range, they bark at each other. Like, if two people with cocks on their DS and sleep, it'll be in cock mode, and they get in range. They just, like their cocks just go crazy, and they have to cock fight, or their DS explodes. Cocks. That's coming out soon for the DS.
So what else we got here, Justin Fick?
All right, so what else we got? We have The Sims 2 Pets for the PSP, and this has no description. and I guess needs none. It's The Sims 2, and there's pets on it. And, okay, oh, you know what? I think this is my favorite title. They all know it's coming, too. It's Mr. D Goes to Town. For the Wii.
I'm pretty sure somebody owes us money.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Dude, there's a Mr. D sports bar in Las Vegas. It's right on Rainbow Boulevard.
Oh, man. Who knows what goes on in there?
Eat. All right, so Mr. D Goes to Town comes out on December 6th. Mr. D Goes to Town is a video game to be developed by Red Entertainment and published by Mastiff for Nintendo's Wii console. However, as of now, nothing else about the game has been revealed. Okay, the game comes out, what, in 5 days?
So, we also got here Open Season for the Wii. Open Season is based on the movie That's Dumb. Okay, we've also got Lionel... My brain gave up halfway through that description. Lionel Trains on track for the Nintendo DS. Lionel Trains game inspired by Lionel Trains. All right, we've also got Harley Davidson Motorcycles on the Xbox and 360 and PC Motorcycles. In fact, I'm taking all these because they're so dumb. Theater of War. Oh, we're not, William, this one's fairly good. You take that. All
right, we got Theater of War coming out in November 2006. Team behind IL2 Sturkamov.
Oh, man, that one's awesome.
Sturmovik series brings you Theater of War, real-time tactical strategy title, depicting the most significant battles of World War II during 1939 and 1940. So if you're looking for a gift for your grandpa, this is it. We also got Shaolin.
If you're looking for a World War II game and you still can't find any, Theater of War.
All right, we also got Shaolin Showdown for the DS coming out November 28th, based on Warner Brothers animated series Shaolin Showdown. Has you control four warriors in a quest to search out and protect Shan Gong Wu.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you know what? I think we should have a policy for releases that... Any release that is based off of any computer animated film that is not Pixar, or you know what, that also is Pixar, will not make the releases list.
Jessica, I'm sorry. We just looked ahead to the judgment on our wiki page here, and it says in all caps, "But secret anecdote power lies within." All right, I'm ready for this. It's time for judgment. Despic, what's happening in our judgment this week?
All right, so well, let me start by saying that I was able to find some coin. It was a very big day for me. I scrounged in my couch cushions. I rounded up all my change in my apartment. I went to Coinstar, right, at the grocery store, put all the coins in. Dude, $35 in change.
Oh man.
So I could have bought, you know, food. I could have bought gas. You know what I buy? Guitar Hero 2.
All right, so Guitar Hero 2. Is it good? Is it bad?
Okay, the judgment, dude.
That's it,
that's
dude.
That's the judgment, dude. So basically, Guitar Hero 2 is Guitar Hero 1 with more songs. That's all you need to know, really. there's a good 40 songs compared to the 30 of last time. And they're all fun compared to about 20 of the 30 from last time. And the other thing that I noticed that was that made me happy downstairs was the hammer-ons and pull-offs are about 3 times as easy in this one.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually feel like I'm remotely good now when I play this. And then I'll also go on to say that our harmonics friends from our first week were not kidding. The difficulty is up. Hard is like expert from before, and expert is just out of hand. Like I got to Miserloo, right? And I'm playing Miserloo on expert. I can pass it, but I played it twice, and I think I did more damage to my wrist in those 2 times playing Miserloo than 15 years of furious masturbation. But yeah, secret anecdote power lies within. So yesterday I was going over to a buddy's place, Mr. Nick Burns, and Mr. Nick Burns also has Guitar Hero 2. So I'm going over to Mr. Nick Burns' place, guitar in hand, and I get there and I forget my cell phone, and I realize I don't know what apartment Mr. Nick Burns is in.
Right.
So I'm sitting in his apartment complex, not knowing which place it is, and I have guitar in hand, and either I go home and get my phone, which is effort, or just sort of listen around and see if I can hear. hear him or hear like Guitar Hero 2 or something. So I'm kind of walking around, you know, shooting out my spider sense, and all of a sudden I hear talking and I hear guitar, and like, oh man, I totally found him. I'm awesome. So using the spider sense, I sort of follow the sound up into apartment 3108, and I put my ear against the door, and sure enough, I hear some Guitar Hero 2 licks. I'm like, oh man. Like, I'm so impressed with myself right now. So I bang on the door, and this dude opens up, and you know, he's got his guitar. I got my guitar. I'm like, dude, I heard some guitar here. I'm here to rock. And he's like, oh my god, that's so crazy. That's like totally weird. I'm looking in there, and there's no one else in this apartment. I'm like, I'm looking for Mr. Nick Burns. He's like, who? I'm like, this is not Nick Burns' apartment, is it? He's like, no, it's not. I'm like, do you know where Mr. Nick Burns lives? He's like, no, I don't. So I went home and got my phone and came back 20 minutes later and found Mr. Nick Burns. But the point is that enough people are buying Guitar Hero 2 where I could just walk into an apartment complex with guitar in hand, listen for it, and get a game going.
Dude, I'm here to rock.
I'm here to rock. So that's why our judgment this week is just dude.
Thumbs up.
Also, look for William Miller in the credits of Guitar Hero 2. Check it out.
Oh, let me just go on the record of saying that Freebird sucks. Dude. I hate Freebird.
Dude.
Does he need to sing it again?
Do I need to sing it with my mouth again to prove to you how much Freebird rocks? Because I will.
Because like my initial impression of it. Of the 5 minutes of boredom and 5 minutes of insanity, it sucks. It's not even worth playing. It's stupid. Like, to me, the pinnacle of Guitar Hero 2 rocketness.
That's all I have to say to you, Justin Fick.
The pinnacle of Guitar Hero 2 rocketness is Miserloo and Hangar 18.
Miserloo's too easy, dude. Dude, I can clear Miserloo, like, no problem, but Freebird...
Yeah, so can I. I cleared it on my first try, but it's still infinitely more awesome quality, just quality of song-wise, than Freebird.
Dude, Freebird. Free bird, like the bird was in a cage.
No.
That's right.
Dude, bird is not for free. Bird is for eating.
So, thumbs up for Guitar Hero 2. Now I guess it's time for you. We got anything to add, guys, for that? Or are we moving on to Jank? Well, that awkward silence means it's time for the Jank. I ain't a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so Justin Fick, you have got a Jank of the Week for us. An unusual Justin Fick Jank this week.
I did do the Jank. It's not a cheap Jank, but it's an opportunity Jank. If you go to wearoftherodent.com, they have video game t-shirts. They're $22 a pop, so that's 5.5 Sneak Kings. But they have a rather nice selection of video game, especially holiday video game shirts. Like they have the Prince of the Cosmos from Katamari Damacy rolling a snowman. They have Q-Bert. That has the Q-Bert pyramid in the shape of the Christmas tree, although it's not holiday related, but they do have the giant enemy crab T-shirt, which is not only funny and topical. It's also a fairly cool looking design. Like I would wear that.
I think it's funny just because like that game sucks.
Oh yeah,
but like that one enemy was played up as like awesome. Like, to me, that, like, defines the PlayStation 3. The giant enemy crab.
So, head on over to, it's wearoftherodent.com. So, for $22, you can get your very own giant enemy crab t-shirt. And then, I'd also like to add before we close that, from now on, all prices on this show should be converted to Sneak Kings.
Or JBCBs. That's a junior bacon cheeseburger. Wendy's
lore. Also, guys, speaking of sneak kings, Blake Buck has picked up all three Burger King games. We're gonna be doing a video review, Blake Buck and William Miller. Man. We're going to sit down, man. We're going to hook up the camera, we're going to just play through all three.
And drink beer.
It's going to be awesome.
You're ready.
Also, guys, I don't know, I feel like I should mention this even though it's past, but I picked up a Game Boy Micro at Walmart for $40 on Black Friday. Blam.
Oh, wow. Dude.
The nice. Game Boy Micro is awesome. Jessica, why didn't you tell me it was so awesome?
I did tell everyone it was awesome. No one listened to me.
So whenever Ben Buck starts talking to Blake Buck, he just pulls it out.
Although the other thing, too, is I paid $100 for mine, so whatever.
Damn. Well, yeah, so if you got that, congratulations. And now it's time for the discussion. Jessica, what's our discussion this week?
All right, is console wars continued? Console wars do.
That's right. We were going to do console wars on last week's show, but we kind of lost interest. We were like an hour in, and we're like, that's enough show. So we're doing it this week. So, William Miller, what about the game consoles and the wars within them?
All right. Well, first of all, I got to get at least one of these consoles for the... No, look. All right, so I just had finals this week, right? I had finals last week, and I had to write a bunch of like midterm or term papers or whatever, and I realized that, you know, I've written about 5 essays about games that I've never played and probably never will play because I don't own any consoles and hate games. And I had to go to Blake Buck crying and ask for everything.
Dude, what I want to know with your finals, game, guns, where? D.
Oh, my final?
Yeah.
Well, my particle system is crashing, so no guns. But Blake Buck and I are working on some secret heat.
Secret heat.
It's going to be dropping pretty soon. But anyway, Sony retracts the 1080i fixed statement, leaving customers in a lurch. So this is posted on the 25th.
I like that word.
Lurch?
Lurch.
It's a very versatile word. Like you're in a lurch. You quit drinking.
It's from the monsters.
So all you owners of HD TVs can only do... 180i, that's 180 pixel resolution at interlaced resolution. We've got some bad news for you. Sony Computer Entertainment of America's head honcho of corporate communications apparently retracted or at least backtracked on Sony's previous statement about the increasingly infamous 1080i issue. One that won't
now
let
this
PS3
is David
games...
Cracker from last week.
Yeah.
Our so good friend.
So they won't let PS3 games play at 1080i on HD TVs that don't support 720p.
Yep, might have a problem.
Explain that to me, go.
see, TV screens are a lot like computer screens, all right? They got, like, numbers corresponding to, like, lines or something. So these newfangled HD TVs, they got more lines than we used to have. But apparently the line plug... isn't working or something. So Sony's going to have to send out a patch to get more lines on your TV.
So according to Game Daily, Sony cannot actually confirm this issue can be fixed via firmware patch, although they're not denying it either, and that they are, quote, looking into the issue and haven't stated any actions that will be taken regarding it.
Great.
Great.
So, our first bugs are coming up with the systems, so... not enough lines on the PlayStation 3.
All right, well, I find this bug far more humorous. The Wii, the Wiimote, the strap on it for your wrist is apparently very weak and breaks when you breathe on it the wrong way.
Now, I can vouch for this because Ben Buck Double B, my brother, has picked up a Wii, and I got to play it over a Thanksgiving break, and I can confirm that, like, the strap is very thick, but then the part that connects to the controller is very... it looks like a piece of dental floss. Like, it's pretty ridiculous. So, apparently they break a lot, and people have been... The guy from Cheap Gamer broke his laptop. Some dude from Something Awful broke a TV. You know,
he broke his plasma screen, like a 42-inch plasma screen.
So... reports are coming in all over the internet as people start breaking their stuff.
Dude, I'm just waiting for it to ricochet off a wall and kill somebody.
But yeah, I'll give you guys my impressions of the Wii a little bit later. I'm hiding that power.
All right. Well, and you know what I heard is that I heard that they're already making Wii gloves. Have you guys heard of these?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, they have the tips of the fingers cut off, so it looks like the old school Michael Jackson glove, but it's white, and it's supposed to increase your grip on your Wiimote.
All right, so a Wii workout when video games hurt. So it's too many words here.
Nintendo's Blink new Buck got the wrong article in this one.
You guys gave me the wrong one. All right, Nintendo's new systems forces player to move their bodies, causing aches. Aches for some, it's hard and hard to play. What the f***? I can't.
He's gesturing at the article and at me, so I guess that means I'm going to. All right, the new console has been wildly successful, selling out in stores and winning over critics and game buffs, blah, blah. But as players spend more time playing the Wii, some are noticing hours waving the game's controller around can add up to fairly intense exertion. Resulting in aches and pains common in the more familiar forms of exercise. So people who have never exercised before are feeling what it's like for the first time. It's harder to play, quote, it's harder than playing basketball, says Caitlin Frankie, a 12-year-old from Louisville, Kentucky. She's been camped out in the front of her family's TV, fine-tuning her elbow motions and practicing boxing footwork in two of the Wii's games.
Wait, but it says from a 12-year-old. I mean, I don't know. It's just like whenever a 12-year-old says something, I can't respect what they're saying.
Especially a fat one.
Yeah!
Take that. All right. All right. Moving on. So another hazard, collisions. We just mentioned people breaking their heat because of failing straps. So all those flailing arms can sometimes inadvertently smack into lamps, furniture, and other competing players. Like when I get my Wii, I'm going to beat Blake Buck in the head with my Wiimote. Especially when I get Nintendogs for Wii. I've been talking about this forever. I want them to release Nintendogs so I can
beat technology.
Dude, that's what I want. I want them to combine Nintendogs and Red Steel and just allow me to beat my dogs.
So, I don't know. Get over yourself. Like, you know, you're moving around. So what? You know?
Go play some DDR.
We're playing video games. Like, we're not supposed to move. Jesus. What the hell? But yeah, going back to my cool idea here. Like, I want to have a newspaper and Nintendogs and just beat them in the air like Beautiful Joe style. What? No, seriously. Just have, like, you know, like air juggling my Nintendogs with a newspaper. Do you guys not play beat-em-ups?
Dude, I'm still laughing about our joke a minute ago.
We saw that YouTube video, or that Google video. We saw it. We saw your friend with the fireworks. All right, let's move on. So PlayStation 3 is all over eBay, right? But stop laughing. So the PlayStation 3 is all over eBay. People are selling them for thousands of dollars. Huge markup. But one guy got his for $840, and considering most of them going for like $2,000, that's a pretty good deal. I mean, like, wow, $840. Turns out the dude got a picture of a PlayStation 3 because he didn't read the fine print. So there's a lot of swindling going on eBay, so if you're unfortunate enough to be taking that route to buy a PlayStation 3 or Wii, be sure to look out and make sure it doesn't say picture of console.
See, this just sort of validates Blake Buck and I's attitude towards everybody on the internet. They all suck. They're all mean and they're all out to get you.
Especially considering we've got a voicemail coming up to further prove this.
Well, it's like, I just love the fine print on this too. It's like, please note this auction is for a picture of the PS3 system only. All non-payers will be reported to eBay. So we're gonna scam you, but if you bitch about it, we're gonna tell.
I'm telling. All right, so what does this heat just pick?
All right, so I threw this one in just for the fans of the podcast. This is for the listeners.
I thought that said the fans. I didn't know.
Hey!
Anyway.
So, the Xbox 360 works better with the Mac than the Sony PlayStation 3. So this is from a blog post. Yeah, the guy talks about how he was putting off buying a 360. Everyone's telling him to buy a PS3. But turns out that with experience, that the PS3 cannot play music directly off the iPod, while the 360 can and does so very nicely. The PS3 cannot stream music off of your Mac. There is a program, I think we talked about it, called Kinect 360. Either that or it was in the forums, which lets you sync all your music and photos to your Mac.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And then you can use Flip for Mac to send over WFVs. The Xbox 360 controller also, of course, works with your Mac with the driver, and while the PS3 controller does not. And he says the color matches better finally. So, Mac users, your next gen gaming choice has been sealed.
Go to Microsoft.
Because you're hella not getting it on Apple. Right.
Yeah, it's like I don't know what the hell is wrong with Mac gamers. They just seem like resolved to giving themselves the worst possible gaming experience ever. So not only are they sticking to their Mac and like not playing Boot Camp and none of that stuff. Like there's so many people that will refuse to buy the 360 because it's a Microsoft product. Like you go into the IMG forums, it's ridiculous. There's zealots like, dude. Like, you do want to play games at some point, right?
Finally, as an update, the Xbox 360 HD DVD drive won't work with the PC, but it will work with the Mac. but that's only for normal DVD playback. You won't be able to get HD DVD.
All right, so before we sort of leave this topic of Mac gaming, I have a little anecdote that I told Blake Buck about last night. So Blake Buck, he brings over Redline, the demo.
Right? That's the punchline.
That's it.
That's it.
All right, so on my game development team at school, I had this kid named Nick on my team, right? He's like straight from like Manhattan ghetto, whatever, you know. And he's telling me one time, he's like, yeah, man, I went to visit this studio in New York, and they were showing me this really shitty racing game. I was like, that one called Redline, was it? He's like, yeah, man, it was Redline. And that game sucked. So Blake Buck brings it over last night, and my suspicions were validated. It is the worst game I've ever seen in my whole life.
For you guys who haven't seen the video, click on the video section in our cider, or just go through the RSS feed, and you'll see we've had a video, a hype trailer for Redline.
Anyway,
but to me, Redline is just symbolic of the disillusionment in the Mac gaming community, just because like whenever someone says that it blows, people will just like jump on it. It's like, well, you're just comparing it to Gran Turismo and this and this and this, and we're like, yeah, of course we are.
Like, look, Redline. Here's I was thinking about this the other day. I was playing Project Gotham Racing 3, you know, driving around, and it occurred to me this game cost me the same amount of money as Redline. The Mac game industry will never be competitive.
Like, if you have to make excuses for your game sucking, yeah, then the state of your platform is grim. It's lurching.
All right, the DS Lite beats PS3 and 360 combined in Japan. Somehow I'm not surprised.
Next-gen winner.
Exactly. The situation isn't pretty in Japan for either Sony or Microsoft, as the DS Lite ran away with the highest sales of any system during PlayStation 3's first week on the market. The system sold nearly twice that of the PS3 and nearly, that's a big number.
150,000? You have a little problem?
Thank you, Blake. Compared to the approximately...
Oh, God. 82,000.
PS3s. The Xbox 360... I don't do more than three-digit numbers, Blake. Xbox 360 tied to the GBA SP, fifth at fewer than 5,000 units sold. I got that one. Nintendo's Wii does not launch in Japan until December. Wait, is that right? Nintendo's Wii does not?
Yeah, like the 12th or something.
Wait, it launched here first?
Yeah. The American market is much larger than the...
Really?
Take that, Land of the Rising Sun!
You may get the Final Fantasies first, but we got our Wiis,
so we will report the first week of sales Wii in Japan as soon as we get them. I guess that's not us writing that. That's GameStop or whoever.
We don't report anything when it happens.
Right. So below are the list of hardware sales for the week. ending November 12th. Dude, so number one, DS Lite.
My favorite is the original Xbox, which last week sold three units. Three Xboxes.
How can you even track that? Three? Like, they know for sure three Xboxes got sold.
Dude, it's
sold
like GameStop Japan must hold like throw like a party whenever someone buys an Xbox.
it was a blind guy. He didn't know the difference. He thought he was getting a DS, but no.
Oh, yeah.
This is too big. Something's not right here.
I'm supposed to take this with me? Where does it flip open?
All right, so before we move on to another section, I want to give you guys my impressions of the Wii that I got to play. So some of you have already read this in the forums. If you check out our forums at bestnamepodcastever.com/forums. But my brother got the Wii this I guess over Thanksgiving when it came out on the 19th. And so the first game he got was, what is it? What's it called? Zelda. Zelda's Twilight Princess. So we put it in. I'm watching him play. And it looks pretty cool. You know, the Wii menus and stuff are cool. But like the Wii functionality in Twilight Princess does nothing. Like, if you go into first person mode, you can look with the Wii pointer, and that's it. That's all it does.
We can stop for a minute if you want.
Look. Hey guys, we're recording a show. Okay, Mom,
we're doing a show in William's basement. Don't come in here. And then, okay, so finally I'm playing the game. It takes me like 4 hours to get the sword because I'm dumb and I'm trying to figure out what to do. These games, man, I got to like fish or something, and then I got to get the fish to a rat, to a cat, and it runs into a room and I get a bottle. Man, too complicated.
Sounds
I
like be able Shenmue.
I want to be able to cut minute one. Cut should have been like the first item you get. Anyway, so I finally get the sword and like, so you do like a horizontal slice with the Wiimote, like real bold slash, yeah, right? And he does like a cool horizontal slash, you're like, yeah, this is awesome. And then you do a vertical slice, yeah! And then he does the same horizontal slice that he did before. And then you do like a spin attack, and he does the same horizontal attack as he does. So it doesn't matter how you even move the Wiimote, or even how much. So like, when I watched my brother play it, like, it started off as he was doing these big movements, and then like 10 minutes into the game, when he's cutting, he's just like wiggling it back and forth like an inch to cut. Really, Nintendo? This is what you wanted to do with your next generation console? Have people wiggling their remotes at their TV 1 inch?
See, it's kind of like, you remember when Nintendo released that game pad that you put on the ground for a track and field?
Oh man. That was so awesome.
So all you did is sit on your couch and like, move your feet up and down real fast. You didn't even have to jump on the thing.
Me and William were trying to think what that thing was called last night.
And you just jump off the pad, and the guy stays in the air for 3 minutes.
I never figured out that hack. Me and William were trying to figure out what that thing was called last night. I was like, William, what's that thing where, you know, and I just moved my feet up and down. And he was like, oh, yeah, that thing.
What the hell is that called, anyway?
It was like the, I don't
know. I think it was called the power pad.
Yeah, I think it was. The power pad. Anyway, so I was a little disappointed. I mean, Zelda Twilight Princess looked like a good game. It just looks like it's going to be more fun on the GameCube, you know, without all this gimmicky, you know, jiggle the remote attached to it. But anyway, moving on to, we moved on to Wii Sports. Wii Sports was fairly cool, but all the games are really simplified. Like, you see tennis, right? And again, it doesn't matter how you swing your Wiimote. The guy does the same motion, you know. So it doesn't matter if you do like a backhand, underhand, a huge movement, a little movement. He always does the same swat. So it's like, it just degenerates. I mean, sure, you could do the full thing, but like, it just degenerates into like little wiggles, you know, back and forth in order to do the motions. And not only that, the worst part about like the tennis game is your players run around on the court for you. So you don't even control. It's just like you swat and then the other person swats. And then you swat and the other person swats. There's no like gameplay beyond two people mashing a button, essentially. So, the bowling was pretty cool. Like, you hold down a button, and then you, like, roll it like you will a bowling ball, and depending on how you tilt your hand, it'll go in different directions. So,
yeah, the bowling sounds like it's the coolest to me.
The bowling is definitely the coolest. The boxing was a little... Overall, to me right now, the Wii feels very gimmicky. Like, there might be cool ways that the controller is used down the road, but right now, I'm not sold on it. I'm a little disappointed.
It's just like the DS. Blake was saying the DS came out and it was very gimmicky. You know, oh boy, we have a stylus. But then people come along and actually make, you know, good games for it that utilize the technology. So I think that's what we're going to see.
No, I remember when the DS came out. Like, I remember I got it and I enjoyed the gimmick for a little while. And you know, and then I just, it seriously just got closed and it collected dust for 3 months because there was really nothing really fun that came out for. But then, I mean, it took a couple months for, you know, like Castlevania to come out, Metroid Prime Hunters, Tetris DS, all the really cool DS games, and now with the DS Lite. So, I mean, it's probably going to take some time to get this rolling.
Yes, Vic, I'm sorry. We can't stop giggling. Sorry, Wayne Miller's just making faces at me.
I was like, I know I didn't say anything funny.
I'm sorry.
That was made out.
All right, so do we have any more things to talk about these recent console launches, guys?
Well, I mean, just to, I guess, counterpoint that report, I haven't played it myself, but I've been hearing from, it's pretty like maybe 50-50, more like 75-25 in favor. Like, people either really like it or they really hate it.
Hmm.
Yeah, but the things with, I've been hearing from some people that the controller sucks, that it's clunky and clumsy, and other people are saying that
pointing at
the
screen was a little awkward for me. Like, I would point at the screen and, like, I don't, it, I mean, I guess it was accurate, but it didn't, I don't know what I'm really trying to say. It's like, if you're trying to aim at something in the distance, it kind of jiggles around a lot. And I mean, maybe that's my hand jiggling, you know, but it didn't feel very accurate.
When does the new Mario game for Wii come out? If it's not already. I'm surprised it wasn't a launch title.
I think it's spring.
I thought it was a launch title.
Looks no, really cool. It's not like, a I've seen title. Gameplay of that, and it looks like a fun game.
Well, to me, one of the coolest features that I've been seeing, and I heard about Mr. Steve Zay going crazy with this too, are the Miis.
Yeah.
The little caricatures you make. So I'm talking to Mr. Zay, and he's talking about how he's spending hours making Miis for people. And I go online, and it's just like, there's like this craze. People are exchanging codes. Like, they're making stormtroopers, they're making Hitler, they're making celebrities, they're making, you know, Kim Jong-il, they're making, oh my, it's like, it's crazy. And they're posting the combinations to make these characters, and people are like showing off their galleries. It has like 50, 60 celebrities in their little parade, their little Mii parade.
Yeah, and it's really cool because the Mii information, like the controller acts as your memory card, so all the Mii is stored on your controller. So if you go over to somebody else's house, like the wireless picks it up and then adds that Mii to your, I guess, list of favorites. Yeah. You bring your sticks over your friend's house and you're ready to go.
So you know people are going to be customizing their Wiimotes with fire and lightning bolts, and they're going to have, like, they're going to pimp them out.
All right, well, I guess that's it for the discussion. Now it's time for feedback. All right, so guys, we didn't get any email this week in feedback. However, we did get one listener email or listener voicemail that I'll play for you now.
Yeah, like fuck. You hear this? Hey, like fuck. You.
Oh.
I pity your attempts to grow a mustache. Pity. You little runt man.
Well, okay. Thank you for that, whoever that was. Lovely. We always appreciate
I only heard
feedback.
Half of that, but it was funny. I heard grow a mustache, which would be awesome.
If only. One day.
only evil Blake Buck can grow a mustache.
I've never seen anyone so in need of, like, full-blown handlebars as Blake Buck.
So that's it. If you want to send us any feedback, because we're without some except for that hateful email voicemail, you can shoot us off an email at feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com or 845-BATTLE-9. 845-BATTLE-9 for the listener call-in. Now it's time for Stump Buck. I'm sorry. I don't want to claim this now. It's time for Stump. All right, guys, are you ready for this? Does anybody have any heat ready? I don't.
I do not have heat ready.
Okay, we're skipping it. No, that was a lie. There's no Stump Buck. All right. Let's
actually, I just found some heat if you guys want it.
All right, go.
All right, so it's the, what the, oh, shit, hold on. The title of it, though. Okay, give me 1 second.
You've never even played this game.
I've played it, but I don't remember the exact title. Hold on. Because the title of this game is different on the box than it is in the game. And I don't remember which one it was. But the title on the box is 3D World Runner.
Wait a minute. This sounds familiar. 3D World Runner. You know, we got to come up with something.
All right. Well, you're a world.
I was going to say you're a 3D.
Let's you and me make a game called 3D World Runner.
All right.
Dude, I like Blake Buck's version of Eight Eyes last week. That would be an awesome game.
No, what are you laughing at? You didn't even listen to that show.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so 3D World Runner. All right, so it stars Nobuo Itagaki. And you've got to escape sexual harassment lawsuits. You got to run from Japan to America to Sweden, meet up with Dietrich, head back over to China.
Dude, was that like a quadruple callback?
And Cliffy B.
And Cliffy B, yes.
Yeah.
Chocolate and peanut butter.
Oh, so Simon, my roommate, I was talking about Gears of War the other day with him, and he shows me this picture of the Gears of War gun, you know, the one with the chainsaw and the gun.
Mm-hmm.
That like chocolate and peanut butter.
Like chocolate and peanut. He shows me that. And then he shows me a picture of a 40K miniature from 20 years ago holding the exact same gun. Nice job, Cliffy B.
Oh, blam.
You truly are an R2 of the industry.
Dude, I read his interview in one of the back issues of Game Developer Magazine yesterday, and he's like, he's dressed up in a bunny suit with like a piece of grass hanging out of his mouth. Like, how can this tool make games itself? Honestly, I don't understand how it works.
Dude, I just want to say that I am so completely sick of the song Mad World. I never want to hear that f***ing song ever again. I was watching, what was I flipping through? Oh, I was on MTV watching the late night Jackass marathon last night from about 2 to 4 a.m. And I must have seen that commercial in the span of 2 hours, like 23 times. Every single commercial break had that commercial in it. It's like I know the words to that song by heart, and I've never listened to it. It's so bad.
You know what I hate about that commercial? So there's this part in the commercial where like the Marcus Fenix jumps through the windows, right, and then like lands in that dark room.
That never happens.
And he looks up. Well, the graphics in that trailer are really good. Like, I won't say they look better than the game, but it, like, takes elements from different levels and puts them all in one hella-looking level, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he jumps through the window, and he kind of, like, looks up, and his face is, like, wet. And you're like, whoa, that's a really cool effect because his face looks like it's got water on it. And I made note. I looked in all the rain levels, all the levels where there's any water. That guy's face is never wet at any part in the game at all. It's a lie. It's a lie, Epic Games. Get the fuck out of here.
Cliffy B, we're calling you out. You get over here and get on your knees so the three of us can bust a nut on your face.
Add wetness to that face. You know, today, when I was packing up all my stuff to bring over here to William Miller's house, I thought, do I need the Death Star?
Dude, I found this like 3 weeks ago, and I've just been dying to bring this back. Cause I do not think we have used this on the BDPE yet.
By the way, Justin Fick, what is 3D World Runner?
Okay, back to that. Okay, so 3D World Runner is it was made by Square in 1987. It was one of their first games along with.
Oh yeah, that's where I heard of it. Yeah, you jumped over pits, right? Right? They're like holes
in
the ground.
Yeah, pretty much
over.
All you did is you're this dude and you jumped over pits. In 3D.
Well, it was like Space Harrier 3D.
It was all about jumping pits, and if that didn't, and like later on, it got harder by making bigger pits.
All right, well, I don't have any power. Miller has no power.
Well, and one more thing, Blake Buck, Justin Fick, and William Miller are going to descend on New York.
Oh, that's right, I forgot about
on
this.
December the 8th for big Freeverse, heavy melody MTV Viacom party. All right, well, anyway, it's going to be over because for the second time in the history of the world, Blake Buck, Justin Fick, and William Miller will be in the same room.
And not only that, but Blake Buck's going to be traveling up there on a C-17 Globemaster 3. All right. And if you want to Google that and look up the images, you will see the most hellacious plane you have ever seen in your life. C-17 Globemaster 3.
Prepare yourselves for the ultimate show.
Oh, I'm ready for it.
And while this is the second time in the history of the world the three of us have been in the same place, this is the first time in the history of the world we have been in the same place where all three of us are old enough to drink.
Oh, God.
Well, we better get to the outro quick. All right, well, that does it for this week of the best damn podcast ever. What do you guys think about that?
Pretty good show, Blake.
I'm not used to being so close to your face. Ow!
Like, I don't know if I should feel left out that I'm just sort of, like, on the other side of the country, or if I should feel relieved.
So if you'd like to send us an email, it's feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com, or you can check out our listener line at 845-BATTLE-9. Also, guys, be sure to check out our forums, bestdamnpodcastever.com/forums. And after I went home for Thanksgiving this week, guys, my uncle let me know I need to plug their store again on our show for using their computer. So if you live in the central Mississippi area and you have problems with your Mac, check out User Friendly in Madison, Mississippi. That's User Friendly.
Also, we're going to have some changes coming pretty soon to the website, and there's also Secret Heat being felt by Blake Buck. So be waiting for that. Yeah, that's about it.
Let's give a thanks to the Thunder
for his
front page power.
We're neglecting so I'll tell this tale. So Bruce Morrison sent us an email. He's like, your site blows. I'm going to make it not blow. And so if you check out the site, it doesn't blow anymore, thanks to Bruce Morrison. So thanks, Bruce, for all the help on the site.
He's now our senior news editor, implying that we have more than one news editor, but we don't. So if you'd like to write for Best Damn Podcast Ever, send us an email.
feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com. Include some writing samples. We'd love to see more user-driven content on the site. So everybody who has ever sent us an article, we have published your articles now.
Except for one.
No. Bruce posted it the other day.
No.
Oh. There's something secret?
Oh, you remember.
Dude.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Okay.
Ugh.
All right. So that's it for this week of the best damn podcast ever. I'm Blake Buck.
I'm William Miller.
I'm Justin Fick.
And we'll see you next time.
Okay, hold on. I got an anecdote before we finish. I hate to keep ripping on Mom, but I'm at Mama Fix, right? I'm here for a couple of weeks before I go back to New York, and I'm checking out the new podcast thing. I'll give it a shot, see if I can give him some feedback. You know, Mama Fick comes over and asks me what I'm listening to, and I'm like, oh, these are the guys that took over the podcast for us after we left. So she's like asking me about it. I'm like, you know, it's like, you know, these guys are old listeners. Like, there's Mr. Stefan. There's this guy, and then there's who's his kid. And she's like, is that the one that sounds like a little girl?
Pwned
and
by Mama Fick.
I couldn't respond because within half a second, my entire body convulsed and dropped to the ground, and just rolling around with laughter. And she's like trying to apologize. She's like, I'm sorry, but it just sounds like he's a little girl.
See, I told Blake Buck that if
and
they actually...
there are tears rolling down my face, and they're soaking into the carpet.
I'm of the opinion that if they actually marketed the podcast as if he was a girl, it would sell like hot, like gangbusters.
Like gangbusters.
All right, while we're ripping on... Which, I know you're listening, so I expect full retaliation. He's talking on the show, right? I listen to both the shows. Episode 2, he's like, Blake Buck is so dumb because he signed up this remember podcast games? He's like, Blake Buck is so dumb because he signed it up for a bunch of spam lists. Because has no idea how email on the internet works. And he thinks I went around and signed up the address for spams.
Dude, didn't Sippin do that to us, like, around episode 17 or so when he went completely psycho?
And then, like, he thinks, like, there's a really dumb password for one of the passwords. He's like, oh, Blake Buck must come up with this. It's dumb. I'll have you know Tunzer comes up with all dumb passwords. The war has begun.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is just going to go into a back and forth thing that's going to go on forever.
There's no back and forth. We destroy and he cries. That's all there's left.
it's not like we rag on the other guys.
Yeah, no, we have no problem with Stefan and, you know, that other guy. All right? That's it. But then, we've never liked him, have we? Like, whenever we've said we hate our listeners, you know when we're always like, oh, we hate our listeners? That's generally directed at usually. So this is not a new development, guys.